reminder to media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trucciani. Good morning to Coach Trucciani.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. An impressive performance from your team on Saturday. You go on the road and beat Richmond 42-20 in your CAA opener. As you've gone back and looked at that game, what impressed you with what your team did?
Real impressed, you know, how we came out of the locker room. Our guys ready to play, got off to a fast start, really in all three phases of the game. Very efficient on offense, made them earn the field in that first half on defense, and some explosive plays on special teams.
The guy running that offense that was so efficient, Davis Cheek, 18 of 30, 234 yards, 5 touchdown passes. We've talked often about what a strong player he is and a strong leader he is, but maybe just speak on his performance Saturday.
Yeah, it was a great game for Davis Cheek. You know, he made great decisions at the line of scrimmage, pre-snap, post-snap, knew where he wanted to go with the football, got the ball out right where it needed to be, and distributed the ball, you know, around to to five different guys for touchdowns. Played a great game.
One of the stats certainly that jumps out is the fact that I think into the third quarter you guys were like 9 for 9 on third down, 7-7 in the first half. How amazing and difficult is that to do?
It's very difficult to do. You know, the fact that we went through the first half without having to punt, you know, and the way we were, again, able to, we overcame a couple penalties, you know, overcame a penalty on our first scoring drive on offense, which was important, again, to be resilient. But, yeah, did a great job on third down. And he did it both with his arm and with his legs, extending some plays.
You touched on the fact that five different receivers had TD catches. Cortez Weeks was the standout once again, 8 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown, including that long one. But how much depth do you feel like you're building at the wide receiver to go along with Cortez?
Yeah, as the season's gone on here, 3 games, we've really upped the reps of our depth at the wide receiver position. You know, Jackson Parham getting a lot more reps, Isaiah Hill getting reps. So we feel really good about that group and the depth that we've got.
We're here with Elon head coach Tony Trucciani. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad. One of the big plays of the game, obviously, when Richmond scores and gets back to 14-7 after you score twice, and Shamari Wingard with a 96-yard kickoff return that really got the momentum right back for you. How big was that play?
That was a big play. And, you know, Shamari, he's got some explosiveness, and he showed it a little bit last year as a true freshman on a couple returns. So we've been anxious for him to be able to get a ball that we could get a return on, and the guys on that unit did a really nice job getting a hat on a hat and creating some seams for him. And, you know, once he was able to step on the gas, you know, it was to the house. It was a great play.
One of the other that was one of two really big plays for your team on special teams, obviously, or the other one being in the third quarter when you're able to recover the fumble on the kickoff. Jalen Green, who's a guy that everybody's familiar with from playing quarterback a year ago, but has been moved off that spot and contributing to your team in other ways. How rewarding to see him contribute in one of those other areas that you've moved him to.
Yeah, it was great to see Jalen Green, you know, make a play like that and have success. You know, what Jalen Green wants is to be impactful and be able to contribute to our team, and he's doing that. You know, he's added depth for us out back in the secondary, and he's a multiple special teams player, multiple unit special teams player for us. So that was great for him to have that success, and he's flying around, you know, on the kickoffs and on our return unit. So real happy with you know, how he's playing.
One more just on the offense. It's been the sort of the running game that has been the strength in the first few weeks, but now with the performance you were able to do with the passing game, is that something that you thought that going into the Richmond game that was going to be one where Davis might have to do more with his arm, or did it just work out that way?
You know, it works out that way because we're a run RPO you know, operation on offense. So, you know, some of those passes, those are run, you know, called run plays, and, you know, we end up taking what the defense gives us, and we're fortunate we've got a quarterback who can make those decisions and who's accurate to put the ball where it needs to be.
Defensively, Richmond came into the game, I think, 10th in the nation in rushing, leading the league, over 200 yards a game on the ground. Your defense holds them to 96 in that game. What was the key to being able to slow Richmond's running attack?
You know, I think we did a really nice job up front and really changed the looks up with some different pressures. It's difficult defending, you know, their style of offense when you've got a dual threat quarterback and they've got two of them, you know, to be able to fit the run game and handle the RPOs on the perimeter. I thought we did a really nice job when we made them earn the field. You know, we gave up a few explosive plays, you know, a double move and a double pass, and that's disappointing to give up those explosives, but those are things we can fix, you know, get better at our eye discipline out back, and we can correct those mistakes.
One other thing jumped out, you guys were able to really to get some pressure on the quarterback, I believe 5 sacks in the game. How happy were you with that?
Yeah, I was real happy with that. You know, we did a really nice job on third down. You know, we knew we wanted to hit the quarterback, whether he was running the ball or dropping back to pass. It's a big part of our defensive philosophy to try to get to the decision maker. So I thought, yeah, and we missed some sacks. You know, with those, both of those guys are very elusive and they can run, but, you know, the relentless pursuit, you know, eventually got to the quarterback.
Statistically, one of the guys that had a nice night, Cole Coleman, 9 tackles, led your team, and also picked off a pass. Just maybe your comment on his effort on Saturday.
Yeah, Cole Coleman had a nice game. He was, you know, running sideline to sideline, came up with a key interception, had a really nice game.
Obviously, a big challenge for your team on Saturday as you head to Wake Forest, a team that's off to a 3-0 start. What are some of the challenges that they're going to present for you?
You know, Wake Forest, I mean, they're a 3-0 ACC team coming off a real emotional win against North Carolina. They're very well coached. They're a disciplined team, exactly what you would expect from year six of a Dave Clawson rebuild. You know, they're not going to beat themselves. You know, they've got 8 penalties on the season, 2 turnovers on the season. They're very balanced on offense and explosive. They're second in the ACC in total yards, you know, over 500 yards a game. Veteran quarterback who's been very efficient running the ball and passing the ball. It's a talented football team.
You've been involved with games against FBS opponents and Power 5 opponents in the past. What's the biggest thing that you learned about your team or can be gained from playing games?
You know, I love playing these games. I love the opportunity for our players. You know, our guys will be excited all week to get out there and play, especially you know, an FBS Power 5 team in our backyard here, you know, that our kids are familiar with, and a lot of our kids, you know, attended the Wake Forest camp and know their staff, you know, are familiar with the program. You know, when you go into these football games, I mean, we're going into the game to win the game, you know, and I've been a part of CAA programs where we've won these games, and you know, you gotta play well, and you gotta try to keep the game close, and you know, the later the game gets and you're still in the game, then, you know, the pressure picks up for the FBS opponent, and it'll come down to execution late in the game.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for taking time. Good luck on Saturday against Wake, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Rob.